Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, Louise Henry from Go Laurel Highlands hosts Laurel Highlands Happenings here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net.
This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also thanks to Rivers of Steel, a non-profit that celebrates southwestern Pennsylvania's industrial and cultural heritage through its historical and 21st century attractions, including tours of the Kerry Blast Furnaces. Hello, I'm Louise Henry, and welcome to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings, featured on Westmoreland Saturday Morning on Westmoreland Gold 98.7 FM and 1480 WCNS. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. June is always one of my favourite months of the year. It holds so much promise, welcoming the onset of summer, hot days and balmy nights, those fireflies sprinkling the night sky with their golden lights, and oodles of iced tea, ice creams, s'mores roasted over campfires, and all the activities that summer brings. And I think after the last year we've all had, we're all excited to embrace the outdoors. Swap our face masks for sunscreen, sunglasses, and sun hats. Historic sites are opening their doors and scheduling events, as are the wineries, craft breweries, outdoor concerts, and so many more Laurel Highlands attractions, too many to mention here. To find out what is happening in the Laurel Highlands, do visit our website, golaurelhighlands.com, or follow us on Facebook, Go Laurel Highlands. Today, my guests are Jim Greenbaum and Rick Free of Whitewater Adventurers down in Ohio Pile. They're here to get us in the mood for embracing the outdoors, shedding that face mask for a life jacket, and rafting along the York. So welcome, guys, to Laurel Highlands Happenings. Good to have you on the show. How's things? I bet you're busy.
Thanks, Louie. Yeah, it's summertime here. It's summer in Ohio Pile. People are here, and things are flowing very well.
Brilliant. Good to hear. And how's Rick? How are you doing?
Oh, we're keeping up with everything right now. New events popping up left and right and just taking on the summer.
Brilliant. Excellent. So for listeners that are new to our show or the podcast, just fill us in briefly about Whitewater Adventurers. Tell us about, you know, how long you've been in business, what's your story, that kind of thing.
Thanks, Louise. This is Jim. And first of all, thanks for having us. I think this is a great opportunity for people to come down to see the new Ohio Pile and the things that are happening here. To answer your question, we've been incorporated since 1970. This is our 50th year in operation. Started in the fall of 70, so first full year of incorporation was 1971, and been going strong ever since.
Wow, 50 years. That's pretty impressive.
Yep. We've been a family-owned business for the first 50 years, and we were recently purchased by a local businessman here from Ohio. He's born and raised in Ohio Pile, and so we have a new owner and a new family. So we've always been a family-organized business. Nice thing is all of our staff has come back and remained with us. So nothing has really changed except at the very top of the ownership.
Okay. Well, it's lovely to hear it's family owned. That's always really good. And I just wonder if you could calculate the hours you spent on the river. It'd be mind blowing probably for 50 years. But tell us a little bit, for those that are not too familiar with Laurel Highlands, tell us about Ohio Pile and Ohio Pile State Park, you know, where you're located.
Yeah, Rick here. So Ohio Pile State Park is basically about an hour and a half southeast of Pittsburgh, and we are the largest state park in Pennsylvania. We've got a plethora of activities, of course, from the river and rafting to hiking, rock climbing, fly fishing, all the good stuff. And then, of course, we've got a campground. And lastly, we also have the Gap Trail, the Great Allegheny Passage, that rolls right through as well. That kind of gives us a summary of everything we got. You know, we can basically cover any adrenaline junkie's passion.
Right. Absolutely, you do. And for those who don't know about Ohio Pile, the river is the Youghiogheny. But what do the locals call it?
The Yock.
The Yock.
Okay.
Right. And now the York is well known for whitewater rafting. So, and I have to confess, I'm not a great water person, so I haven't done the rafting so much. But I know that there is different levels for rafting on the river. So just share with us, you know, what you do for the rafting, you know, what activities and what levels there are.
Yeah. So the great part about Ohio Pile is we have something for everybody. We have the middle yacht, which is a class one and two, like a float trip. You can take kids as young as five down the river. It's a great family-friendly environment. Then we have the lower yacht, which is what a lot of people picture right in town. Starts right below the big waterfall. That is your very classic, typical Ohio Pile whitewater rafting trip, class three and four. It's great because it's good for beginners, but it's also good for people with experience. It kind of suits everybody. And then those that have experience or are really looking for a wild trip, we have the class five upper yacht that we run. That is going to be one of the steepest runs that you can do in the country, and it is a blast.
Ooh, wow. Okay. So for those who are like listening, I think, right, we've got to get to Ohio Pile. We got to do a rafting experience. So there's different, you were talking, you do like guided tours. Can you go out on your own as well? Or you've got to have, you know, really be experienced.
Oh, no, you can do either or. That's the unique thing about the Yauk is it's one of the last few rivers that you can still rent a boat and go on your own. So if you have experience, previous experience of rafting, canoeing, kayaking, you are permitted to just rent a craft on your own and go on down the river. You have to run your own shuttle. You have to know what you're doing, so it's helpful. The majority of the rafters here start on a guided tour, and there you have several options as well. Probably the most familiar with people these days is having a guide right in your boat. Our guests are more comfortable that way, and so the guide takes control. The guests help maneuver the boat down through the 7.5-mile course. The second option is having the guides in their kayaks and raft around you. They know where you fall out long before you do, if you do fall in. And so you and your friends are paddling your own craft. We pull over and above and after each major rapid, and there are 8 major rapids on this river, 22 rapids all told in the 7.5 miles. So it is pretty continuous. And the nice thing about having a guide escort a trip with the guides around is you get to test your own skills. So the excitement level for the first timer is usually having the guide right in your boat. Next one to keep that excitement level up is going on your own, but having the guides around you. And then if you want to venture out and try it all on your own, that keeps that excitement level on the class 3-4 rivers all the same.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, you mentioned 7.5 miles. How long does that take to go down the river? I'm assuming it differs on your abilities, but how roughly? Is it an all-day thing, or is it half a day?
Again, it can take as long as you wish. That's the nice thing. The first mile and a half is real continuous, and that is called the loop. It's the most famous mile of whitewater anywhere in the country because it does the horseshoe. That is what the Youghiogheny is named after in Lenape Indian terms, is the river that makes many turns. The loop is a horseshoe-shaped part of the river. So if you're above the waterfall, which is in the center of town, there's a 20-foot waterfall right here in the center of town, and our trips start below that, you paddle 1 mile, and you can literally get out at the rapid we call Railroad Rapid, walk to the top of the hill, and you are right back where you started. So it's very unique, and in that mile, you get 7 rapids. So it's very, very continuous. On downstream for the next 6.5 miles, we have some smaller rapids, class 2, class 3, and then when you're at the halfway point, which is called Dimple Swimmers, that's when the big guys start. And so for the next 4 miles, it's boom, boom, boom. Big rapids, consistent. It goes, that second half of the river goes very, very fast. All total, 7.5 miles. If you're going with a guide in your boat, that takes, because the guides know where they're going, that takes approximately 2.5 to 3 hours. If you're just going out on your own, you're looking between 3 to 5 hours, depending on your skill level. So all told, from the time you start till the time you're done, you're looking at about 6 hours, which in the whitewater world, that is pretty fast.
Okay. This is fascinating to learn all this. So for folks who are thinking, well, we'd like to book, we'd like to go and do this. How many can you fit in a raft? What's the group sizes? Are you keeping friends and families together, or are you mixing folks up now? How many do you get in a raft?
We do 4 to 6 in a raft, yeah, Depending on water levels. And that is generally how we do it. And we roll like that. We also have other options, which you can go in the trips. You can also do what's called a ducky. That's basically an inflatable kayak. And we also have personal paddle boats, is what we call them. But they're more like a two-person style raft. You can do regular rafting, which most people enjoy. But we also have some different types of crafts you can throw in there to vary it up a bit as well.
Okay. So and so for the cost, is it per person or is it by craft? How does it work?
Yeah, it's always by person pretty much. And basically we run like that. You know, weekdays are going to be cheaper than weekends. But yeah, that's how we roll with it.
Okay. And then the season, I'm assuming the season sort of started now. And does it just run through until the weather just gets really like inclement and it's just not fun to be out in the river?
Oh, yeah. So we've been rocking and rolling. We had some warm weather there at the end of March and then early April that really kind of kicked us off. We'll be going full steam ahead all the way until about October. And right about then, once the leaves are gone, we start to slow down. But anywhere in between, we will be running.
Right. But, you know, of course, so when there's any sort of high water level because of storms, do you still go out or do you just like say no for the day?
Yeah, no, we have a certain limit that we reach. It's called 10 feet on the gauge here that we will run rafting trips. It's still a blast. It's kind of a unique experience. It's a lot quicker of a trip. But if you've done Ohio Pile rafting before and you're like, oh, been there, done that, come on out for a high water run when we've got rain and you'll see something completely different.
Okay, this is all brilliant to know, and I'm sure everyone that's listening is like, well, will be thrilled to learn all this and then be able to go online and book an adventure with you. Is it mainly booking online? Do you take phone calls for bookings, or can you actually do you take walk-ins? How does that? Do you still do that?
Yeah. We do everything. So online, we've got that all set up for everybody. You can handle everything on there. You could even do your waivers and stuff online. You can give us a call if you wanted to. We also take walk-ins pretty much any day. As long as you just give us a heads up, we got to make sure gear and guides are ready for you. But our website's www.wwaraft.com, and our phone number is 724-329-8850.
Brilliant. And that is good to know. So we're going to leave the river for a minute and I'm going to do a quick sponsorship message and then we'll come back to you guys. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you to our sponsors, Rivers of Steel, a nonprofit that celebrates Southwestern Pennsylvania's industrial and cultural heritage through its historical and 21st century attractions, including tours of the Kerry Blast Furnaces. And also big thanks to Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. So welcome to Laurel Highlands Happenings. Today our guests are Jim Greenbaum and Rick Free of Whitewater Adventures. And we've been talking about rafting the Youghiogheny River down in Ohio Pile. But for those that prefer to keep both feet on land, you're offering something new and different this year down in Ohio Pile. Can you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, thanks for asking. And they're called e-bikes, the new fad right now in bicycling. I don't know if you've expanded to the guests, but the Gap, the Great Allegheny Passage, is right outside our door here. And that is the trail that goes from Pittsburgh to Cumberland, and then changes names to the C&O Canal. So it's about 252 miles from Pittsburgh to D.C. via bike. We're fortunate enough to be right 62 miles away from Pittsburgh, right on the bike trail, and now we have electric bicycles. And if you've never tried one, and this year was the first time I ever tried one, they are very exciting. They are real fun to ride. We were fortunate enough to get e-bikes with comfortable seats, and they are just I started riding them. I started discovering when I was riding the bike trail to Pittsburgh last year, and I was getting passed by older people than me. And I thought, how are they doing that? And then they would pass me again going the other way. So I discovered electric bikes. We did a little research, and we thought that's something our guests would like. And so far, we have proved ourselves right. A lot of folks are coming up and trying it, and they are a lot of fun. Everybody that comes and tries it says they're coming back or purchasing their own. So that's how popular they are. And most folks are going out for about 5 to 6 hours. Some say they're just going to stay out for an hour or two, and they stay longer because all of a sudden, an hour ride, you're doing more than 14 miles. These bikes can go all the way up to 17 miles an hour. Most people ride them, like myself, around 12 miles an hour. And that puts you in Confluence in about 50 minutes. Puts you in Connellsville, which is 18 miles away, in just a little over an hour. With no effort. When I say no effort, you're just, it feels like, I ride one every day, Louise, and it just feels like you're riding on a flat piece of ground in your driveway with putting no effort into it, and all of a sudden, you've gone from point A to point B a lot quicker than you ever imagined. Just a quick example, yesterday we had a group of older folks with their kids. And they took 6 bikes out yesterday, and they had no intention of riding to Confluence. They were only going to be gone an hour. They rode to Confluence, which right to town is about 12 miles away. They rode up to the dam, rode all around, had a snack, and then rode back here, and they were back in under 3 hours. And that's something on a regular bike no one would have ever dreamed of doing. And it's allowed the groups, when you have a large diversity from ages like that, old and young, everybody can ride at the same pace because they have different levels. These bikes have 5 different levels that you can set the electric pedal assist on, and they are pedal assist. They don't have throttles or anything like that, so you have to pedal them to make them go. And they have little carriers on the back, so you can take your backpack or your gear, and it's just opened up a brand new world for our folks that are riding up here.
You definitely need to come and try one. I've tried one. They are very zippy. They are fun. And I bet your group of folks yesterday all came back with big smiles on their faces because it was a beautiful day to be out on a bike, and especially electric bikes, because they are fun. They are fun to ride. So that's very, very cool indeed. So So how does it work? Do you rent by the hour, by half day, or full day? What's the cost to rent an electric bike?
We rent as however people want to do it. They're $40 for 2 hours. And like I said, most folks are out for around that ballpark with us, and that puts them up to Confluence and back. And you can go longer, and the price increases if you stay out for 4 hours. So we rent them on 2-hour increments. And we also are able to rent them further if someone wants to. And we have a program set up with these bike tour groups. If their bikes break down, we just trade them the broken bike for theirs. So we have a lot of bike groups that ride through here. And we've had a lot of interest, and a lot of the bike groups have stopped here already looking at them. From what I hear, we're the first ones doing this on the bike trail. I don't know that because we're up here in Ohio, pal, but I know Golden Triangle in Pittsburgh and some of the other guys in Cumberland have them. But right here in the center of the trail, I believe we're the only ones.
You're the first ones in Ohio, pal, for sure, to do this.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. It's a great addition for Ohio, pal, and I think I might have to come down and have a go again on an electric bike. Is there anything else? So I should ask for booking. Is that online too, or walk-ins and you know, phone app as well?
The majority of our bike rentals are walk-ins.
Right.
Being that we have a limited number, we're having more and more people call and reserve them because, especially on Sundays, the last 2 Sundays we have sold out of them. They've all rented out. Sunday, of course, is a bigger bike bike day up here for us than any other day. But now that summer is coming, every day is going to be like Sunday. So if you are truly interested in renting a electric bike just for you and your family and friends, I would definitely make a reservation by calling the 329-8850 number and getting your name on the books because they do go quickly.
Okay, that is good to know. Very good to know. Now, aside from the rafting and the e-bikes you've got going, you also have some other businesses I just wanted to touch on. We've got about a few minutes to talk, but so Whitewater Adventurers is also part of Ohio Pile Vacation Rentals, Stonehouse Restaurant, Braddock's Inn Restaurant, and Fernstone as well. Can you just expand a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we now have a bunch of new services that we can provide all under one umbrella. The first one outside of the rafting is we've got Ohio Pile Vacation Rentals. We have over 30 luxury houses, cabins, tree houses, suites, located all over the Ohio Pile area and directly in Ohio Pile. We can sleep as low from one person up to as many as, I believe, 40 plus if needed. And it's great because you can kind of do your activities in Ohio Pile, then go back to your cabin, have a bonfire. Most of them have hot tubs. We are entirely dog friendly in that aspect of Ohio Pile Vacation Rentals. So it's a good lodging option when you're out here. So it's a fun time.
Wow, that's a lot of property. That's pretty cool that you've got lots of different choices, and good that you're also sort of pet dog friendly too. So that's Ohio Pile Vacation Rentals. If people are interested in making reservations for this summer or into fall, is there still availability? Can they go on a website and check out all the properties?
Yeah, so our website is ohiopilevacationrentals.com. We do still have space available this summer. And one of the very exciting parts is we are constantly adding new things. We have a new treehouse in the works. We've just released two new lodging options directly in the heart of Ohio Pile this month. So you're literally overlooking the falls. So we have things that are available, and there are always things coming down the pipeline too.
That is brilliant to hear, because I know things get booked up fast. So if there is some availability, that's great. I'm excited to hear about the treehouse too. It sounds fun. So tell us about Stonehouse and Braddock's Inn restaurants.
Yeah, so we have two restaurants out on Route 40 just outside of Ohio Pile. One is the Stonehouse Inn and the other is Braddock's Inn. The Stonehouse Inn also has a butcher's and provision shop as well. And basically, it's had a long history in the area. It's a perfect detour from like Ohio Pile, and they have a lot of more higher end dining there available, plus a cool bar. They've got a smoker, outdoor barbecue pit, all that kind of fun stuff. And then on every Thursday, they do a bike night in the summer, which is very popular locally. And then Braddock's Inn, located just down like about half mile down the road. They have great food, big portions. It's a locals' favorite. They also do flea markets all summer on select weekends. And then within those flea markets and outside of that, we have different events that we run all summer. One that's coming up is a Father's Day event. That's going to be beer, barbecue, cornhole tournament. That would be on June 20th at Braddock's. And then we also have a wine festival coming up July 17th and 18th that we're going to be running up there as well. It should be the only wine festival for Ohio Pile this year. I don't believe Ohio Pile is doing its traditional one that they do in town.
Okay. That's good to know. I didn't know you did events as well. The flea markets, is there an admission to get in, or is it just you just drive in, park up, and walk around?
You can just drive in, park, and walk around. We do have prices for vendors, but yeah, it's free to come up. It's a popular one. Come
wow.
Early.
How many vendors do you have roughly? I'm putting you on the spot now.
Oh yeah, they usually have about 50 plus is last I've seen. So yeah, it gets busy.
Yes, people love flea markets, especially on a good day. And then finally, tell us about Fernstone very quickly.
So on top of that, we have Fernstone Retreat. We also have a place called Timber Ridge. We have several wedding venues where we can take care of anything for you. Long story short is if you come to Ohio Pile, we can take care of your lodging, your activities, if you're having a wedding, catering, anything like that. We've got you covered. We're kind of your Ohio Pile source for everything.
Absolutely. You're absolutely nailed it right there. You did mention in your notes that with all these wonderful business you've got, there is a few job opportunities out there for folks if they're interested in coming down to Ohio Pile and working.
We're always looking for good staff. We feel that we can make anybody a good guide, even you, Louise. Follow certain mandates that the state puts out, and then we exceed those. We do everything in-house. We're having a very good training season. It's just coming up, wrapping up to an end this weekend, and the guys and girls have learned a lot. But we are looking for always throughout the year a lot of local people to come on the river. One unique thing about our group is that we do not use a lot of college students. Most of our guys have other jobs or they work in the ski industry and they just keep coming back year after year here. And that's one nice thing. Yes, we're not denying college students. And this year, I think we are represented by about 6 different colleges coming in. But always looking for good staff, and we continue throughout the summer to train. So if anybody is interested, give myself or Ricky a call, and we would love to get you started. Just coming in this weekend for her first trip is a girl from Vail, Colorado. She's a ski instructor there, lives locally in Pittsburgh, and she is going to come start her first day of training on Saturday. So if you have the passion for whitewater, we are happy to have you on board. We have a large, diverse group here. We are definitely not cookie cutter company. We want you to bring your unique qualities to our company and to share with our guests. That's what we're looking for.
That sounds brilliant, Jim. So we're almost out of time, but before we go, give us your website address, phone number, so people can reach out to you for those job opportunities and also for booking rafting, the lodging, the dining, everything you offer down there.
Right, I'll try to summarize it. First, you can jump on any of the businesses that we have. Jump on Facebook, send us a message. That'll move things along as well. For the rafting, it's www.wwaraft.com, 724-329-8850. That's going to be the best for that. And for the lodging, check out OhioPileVacationRentals.com. And for anything else, you can either contact either of those two businesses, and we will move everything forward for you. So you get in touch with us one way or the other, you can move anything.
That's brilliant. Guys, we're out of time. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. I'm very excited to hear about all the new stuff that's happening down in Ohio Pile. I wish you a fabulous 2021 season. Thank you for coming on the show, and I'll speak to you guys soon.
Thanks, Louise.
This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also, thanks to Rivers of Steel, a non-profit that celebrates southwestern Pennsylvania's industrial and cultural heritage through its historical and 21st century attractions, including tours of the Kerry Blast Furnaces. You have been listening to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings on Westmoreland Saturday morning on Westmoreland Gold, 98.7 FM and 1480 WCNS. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. All events and businesses mentioned today can be found at GoLaurelHighlands.com, and if you are active on social media, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.